Cat Country 107.3 Mornings with Joe and Jonna. It's Jonna Michael with you this morning. Joe Kelly's on vacay. He'll be back tomorrow, though. It is Tuesday. At least we got through Monday, right? Yesterday felt so much like fall. I was like, can we pump the brakes a little bit? I'm not ready. I keep saying it. I'm not ready. I'm getting there, but not quite. Today is going to be similar. It's still going to be a little chilly, only high of 73 today. Expect some clouds because we're dealing with kind of like the ramifications of Hurricane Erin. Don't forget about that. So it's not going to be the best beach day today for sure. We'll say that. It's Tuesday, August 19th, National Aviation Day today. It's National Potato Day today. Fun fact, if you get one of the green potato chips in like the little snack potato chip bags, or if you see green on your potato, experts are saying don't eat it. Because that means that potato was exposed to more toxins than it ever has been before. Shocker, that's the world we live in, isn't it? So yeah, yay National Potato Day. It's National Soft Serve Ice Cream Day. So go get yourself a cone. Any excuse for ice cream in the summer, that's what I say. I'm here for it. Don't forget, coming up today, I've got a family 4-pack of tickets for you on Morning Trivia to Hot Wheels Live that's going down in Philly this weekend at the new Xfinity Mobile Arena, formerly the Wells Fargo Center. It's the Hot Wheels Glow and Fire Monster Truck Show, so that's going to be fun. That's coming up on Morning Trivia this morning. It's Cat Country 107.3. Hey, it's Jonna Mike. Things you need to know this morning. An 82-year-old Margate woman lost control of her car after backing out of a spot at Sam's Club in Pleasantville and struck a 70-year-old woman from Absecon. A 60-year-old man from Pleasantville was also injured when hit by the car. The driver, Linda Neely, was not injured. No charges have been filed in this incident, but officials said an investigation is ongoing. Watch out for dangerous surf and rip currents all week long. Experts are saying Hurricane Erin is now a Category 4 storm with 130-mile-per-hour winds. Roads were flooded Monday, and the Townsend's Inlet Bridge was also closed due to flooding. And in Wildwood, swimming is not allowed on the city beaches due to dangerous conditions from Hurricane Erin. Wildwood police posted on Facebook and said, to ensure the safety of everyone, including those who may be called to perform a rescue, please stay on the sand until the storm passes later this week. Your South Jersey weather for today, clouds, only some sun today. Expect a sprinkle or two. High of 73. Jonna Michael with you this morning. It's time now for my fangirl update. We're talking about Kane Brown. He's been putting serious work in at the gym, okay? He's dropped weight. He toned up. He shut down steroid rumors that were swirling all around real fast. After a fan called him out, he offered to take a drug test on the spot. His fitness routine, this is, God bless him, okay? A 60-hour fast. Clean eating with meats, veggies, no alcohol. He's all about that natural grind. You know what I mean? Kane Brown's talking about his time at the gym, getting in that ever so important gym time, his alone time, his me time, if you will, at catcountry1073.com. Miranda Lambert had a moment at her New Mexico show when a fan tossed a black bra right on stage, right before she launched into baggage claim. She laughed it off. She said, "It ain't my size. I'm just going to hang it right here." And that's exactly what she did. She kept the vibe rolling. Everybody was cracking up. Just, you know, classic Miranda energy on her I'm the Problem tour with Morgan Wallen. We've got the clip up for you right now. Check it out on the Cat Country 107.3 app. The Jonna's Fangirl Update. Well, it was only a matter of time, right? Wouldn't you say? We're finally talking about it. I thought it would be either in New Jersey or in PA. Never in a million years would I have won this bet. Okay? The first ever Wawa rest stop the world ever did see? No, not even in Delaware are they setting up shop. To check it out, you got to go all the way to Hope Mills, North Carolina. It's a travel center that's going to feature over 8,300 square feet of space. That's huge. And I mean, you know, we've all been in a rest stop before, right? But like, when you think about a Wawa, listen, it ain't no 8,300 square feet, okay? That's just what I'm saying. When thinking about Wawa specifically, dang. I'm really curious to see what it's going to look like. As soon as they get that Instagram up, I'm going to be stalking it out. Because spoiler alert, I ain't driving all the way to North Carolina to check this out. If I'm passing through, sure, maybe I'll like make a little pit stop. But just for reference, super Wawa locations? I mean, are there any like regular? I have know of maybe like four smaller Wawas that are left. But the normal Wawas that like you and I both know, the big ones with the gas stations, they're like 5,500 to 6,000 square feet. So this thing's going to have six high-speed diesel fuel lanes, 20 passenger car fuel pumps, a full food and beverage lineup, tractor-trailer parking, and a pet relief area. That's what I'm saying. It's legit. It's a Wawa rest stop. I guess should we be offended that they didn't choose Jersey to be the first place to set up shop? I kind of am. Yeah, I said it, Wawa. What's the deal? So you're probably tired of hearing about it at this point. You know what's going on. Hurricane Erin, yes, she's here. And everybody's being urged to be careful, especially close to the beach. The storms have been a little bit wild, depending on where you're at. But I feel like this isn't the first time that we've heard this happen this year. I'm talking about a golfer getting struck by lightning. There's another one. It happened in New Jersey. A 36-year-old man, he was critically injured. He was struck by lightning at a Pinchbrook golf course. That's what it's called, in Florham Park. I guess a storm broke out. It happened around 6 p.m. The victim, he suffered cardiac arrest as a result, but there's no immediate update on his condition. Obviously, you know, lightning poses a significant risk. We all know that. It can cause severe injuries, but I feel like this is happening more and more frequently lately, and I'm not exactly sure why. Are we just not caring as much, or we're just doing whatever we feel like, regardless of, like, storm warnings? I don't know. But this needs to stop happening. That is what I know. Okay? Hope this guy gets better. God Country 107.3, mornings with Joe and Jonna. It's time now for your joke of the morning, brought to you by Bridgeton Auto Mall. Take advantage of friends and family discounts happening right now at Bridgeton Auto Mall. Don't you miss out.
Chris had sent us the joke we're going to use this morning.
Chris, you're sweet. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, from Chris, your Cat Country joke of the morning.
All right, let's go.
An elementary school teacher was meeting her new class. She pointed to one student and says, "What does your father do for a living?" The boy says, "Well, my father's a magician."
Oh, cool.
"He has a new act that ends with sawing people in half." The teacher said, "Well, that's wonderful. And you have any siblings?" "Oh, yes," said the boy. "I have a half brother and a half sister." Cat Country 107.3.
It's Cat Country 107.3. Mornings with Joe and Jonna. It's Jonna Michael with you this morning. Look, we already said it once. I'll say it again. Hurricane Erin is why you should not be in the water right now. I don't even know why. I mean, it's not the best beach day, so I don't know why anybody would want to go to the beach. If you are going to go, authorities are warning you to please just, you know, stay on the beach itself. Don't go in the water. Waves from 6 to 10 feet high, rip current risks, moderate to severe beach erosion, tidal flooding expected to reach 2 to 3 feet. So many beach towns up and down our coast, including Wildwood, have already said, do not get in the water, because they don't want to have to send people out to rescue you. God forbid another rescue has to happen somewhere else. So just, you know, do everybody a favor. Be smart. I know it's annoying, but like, it's a hurricane. We live at the beach. These things happen. You know, I just felt like we really needed to drive that home, because I feel like something happens like this, and then we're talking about a tragedy that was 100% avoidable. So it may sound dumb that I'm even saying that, but with people close to me, including my boyfriend being a first responder, I felt like I just had to say it, okay? Just be extremely careful today and make good decisions. That's all I'm saying. All right. It's Cat Country 107.3. Cat Country 107.3. Mornings with Joe and Jonna. It's time now for your dumb story of the morning. Where are we going? Really
Indianapolis, Indiana. Woman robbed at gunpoint. The man who stole cash forced her to also send him a friend request on Facebook.
Oh, what?
Damian Boyce pointed out his Facebook profile to the victim after robbing her, and watched her add him before leaving the scene of the crime on his bicycle.
What?
The two exchange messages via Facebook with boys promising to pay back the stolen money. He also asked her on a date.
Ew.
But that won't be happening because she contacted police. Boyce was charged with armed robbery and sent to jail.
Get the heck out of here. Boy, bye. Ew.
It's Scott Country, 107.3.
That's disgusting. What an idiot. Hey, it's Jonna Michael. You need to know this morning, an 82-year-old Margate woman lost control of her car after backing out of a spot at Sam's Club in Pleasantville. She struck a 70-year-old woman from Absecon. A 60-year-old man from Pleasantville was also injured when hit by the car. The driver, Linda Neely, was not injured. No charges have been filed in this incident, but officials said an investigation is ongoing. Keep watching out for dangerous surf and rip currents all week long. Experts say Hurricane Erin is now a Category 4 storm with 130-mile-per-hour winds. Roads were flooded Monday, and the Townsend Inlet Bridge was also closed due to the flooding. In Wildwood, swimming is not allowed on city beaches due to dangerous conditions from Hurricane Erin. Wildwood police posted on Facebook and said, to ensure the safety of everyone, including those who may be called to perform a rescue, please stay on the sand until the storm passes later this week. Your South Jersey weather for today, clouds, only some sun here or there. Expect a sprinkle or two, high of 73. It's Cat Country 107.3, mornings with Joe and Jonna. You know what that sound means? It's birthday time on the Cat. First up, we got a shout out Leanne Womack. She's got a birthday today, 59 today. Happy birthday, Leanne Womack. What a legend. Moving on to our local birthdays, it's Brian Tarvis's birthday from Galloway. Happy birthday, Brian. Robin Lee of Mystic Islands is 46 today. Robin, happy birthday. Luis Torres Jr. of Egg Harbor City is 25 today. Ron Meischker of Milmay has a birthday. Raymond Tomlin of Woodbine is 46 today. Happy birthday, Ray. And Justin Schenker of Marmora, 38 years young today. That's it. If we missed you, happy birthday to you as well. The winner of our big birthday shout out. You're going to hear your name mentioned all morning long right here on the morning show. Robin Lee of Mystic Islands. Robin's 46 today. Robin, happy birthday. Have an awesome day. Sorry, it's not more sunny for you. It's Cat Country 107.3. It's Cat Country 107.3. Mornings with Joe and Jonna. Coming up in just a couple minutes, our question of the day for your Tuesday. Who's your favorite tattoo artist in South Jersey? Beach towns included, obviously. I shared this question last night on Facebook. 131 comments already, so we definitely have to get to that sooner rather than later. You can also let me know what your favorite tattoo is or the ultimate tattoo idea that you have yet to get. 609-383-1073. It's Cat Country 107.3. Mornings with Joe and Jonna. Our question of the day for today. Who is your favorite tattoo artist? Also, which tattoo idea has yet to come to fruition for you, but you want to see it happen at some point. It just hasn't happened yet. 609-383-1073. That's the number to call, or you can message us on the Cat Country 107.3 app. I posted the question to Facebook yesterday, and we have quite a few answers to get to. Bonnie says Ness at Hidden Cove is her favorite tattoo artist. Nicole says Scott Lee at Ink Your Body. John says Megan Murphy at Eternal Etchings. We got a couple for Megan Murphy. Jesse says Sammy at American Tattoo Authority. Robin says Moonlight Tattoo in Seaville. Mike and Diane. They do fantastic work. A couple for Mike and Diane also. Another one for Megan at Eternal Etchings. Christine says Mike and Diane also at Moonlight Tattoo in Seaville. A lot for Tricky Lake too. Kevin says Tricky Lake. Jackie says Tricky Lake. Parabellum Tattoo. Another Jacqueline, different Jacqueline, says Chelsea at Goldleaf in Galloway. Amber says Wheeze at Incuition. Sarah agrees with Amber. She said 1,000%. We've also got a lot for Joey at South Vineland Firehouse Tattoo. Who's your favorite tattoo artist? You can answer us on Facebook or message us on the app or call us 609-383-1073. Your favorite South Jersey tattoo artist and what is a tattoo idea that has yet to come to fruition for you, but you still plan on getting it at some point. That's our question of the day for today. Cat Country 107.3, mornings with Joe and Jonna. That sound means it's time to win. Morning trivia is on the air, 609-383-1073. That's the number to call if you would like to score a family four-pack of tickets this morning to Hot Wheels Monster Trucks Live Glow and Fire. It's going down this weekend, Saturday night, at Xfinity Mobile Arena, formerly known as the Wells Fargo Center. Yes, they changed their name. Hot Wheels Monster Trucks Live Glowing Fire brings fans' favorite Hot Wheel monster trucks to life, including Mega Rex, Tiger Shark, HW5 Alarm, Bone Shaker, Bigfoot, Gungster, and introducing the brand new Skelosaurus, the Fossil Fury villain of Hot Wheels Monster Trucks. Four tickets are yours if you can answer this question correctly. What was the number one thing that brides say they were nervous would go wrong on their wedding day? And a lot can go wrong on your wedding day, believe me. 609-383-1073. What's the one thing brides worry about the most going wrong on their wedding day? Good luck. Cat Country 107.3. Mornings with Joe and Jonna. It's Jonna Michael with you this morning. Morning Trivia is on the air. We've got a family four-pack of tickets for you to Hot Wheels Monster Trucks Live Glow and Fire going down in Philly at the Xfinity Mobile Arena, formerly the Wells Fargo Center, this Saturday. 609-383-1073. That's the number to call if you think you know the answer to this question. What's the number one thing brides say they would be nervous would go wrong on their wedding day? The number one thing brides are afraid will go wrong on their wedding day. Let's go to the phones. Good morning, Cat Country.
Hi, is it when they walk down the aisle?
Not when they walk down the aisle. Try again. That would be what makes me the most nervous, though, but that's not the answer. Good morning, Cat Country.
Hi, I'm calling about the question on the radio. Was it the cake smash, like the cake in the face incident?
I hate when people do that. That's not the answer I'm looking for, though. Try again. Good morning, Cat Country.
That the groom doesn't show up?
That's hysterical. I would be, hopefully if you pick the right one, you won't have to worry about that. Not the answer we're looking for, though. Try again. Good morning, Cat Country.
Hi, is it the weather?
Not the weather. Try again. Good morning, Cat Country.
Hi.
Hi.
Is this for the, it's it. See your pants?
No. Try again. Good morning, Cat Country.
Hi, is it not liking their hair or makeup?
That would annoy me, too. Nope, not the answer we're looking for. Try again. 609-383-1073. That's the number to call. Monster truck tickets up for grabs. Hot Wheels Monster Trucks at Xfinity Mobile Arena in Philly this weekend. Brides worry about this going wrong the most on their wedding day. What is it? Good luck. Cat Country 107.3. Mornings with Joe and Jonna. Still looking for an answer on morning trivia this morning. At stake, a family four-pack of tickets to see Hot Wheels Monster Trucks Live Glow and Fire this Saturday in Philly at the former Wells Fargo Center. It's now the Xfinity Mobile Arena. 609-383-1073. That's the number to call if you know the answer to this question. What is the thing that makes brides nervous the most on their wedding day? The thing that makes brides nervous the most on their wedding day. You think you know what it is? Let's go to the phones. Good morning, Cat Country.
Is it the groom showing up drunk?
No, that would be a big fear of mine too, though. Not the answer we're looking for. Try again. Good morning, Cat Country. Do you have an answer for me?
I do. Is it that their dress isn't going to fit right?
Nope. Try again. Hi, good morning, Cat Country.
Hi.
Do you have an answer for me?
They forgot the wedding band.
Oh, my gosh, that's terrifying. Not the answer we're looking for, though. Try again. Hi, good morning, Cat Country.
Good morning, Cat Country.
Hi, is it that the wedding dress won't fit them?
Nope, try again. Good morning, Cat Country.
Hi, is it their flowers?
Nope, not the flowers. Try again. Good morning, Cat Country. Do you have an answer for me?
Hi, is it tripping?
Nope, not tripping. Good morning, Cat Country.
Hi, is it guests fighting at their wedding?
Nope. Try one more time. Good morning, Cat Country.
Is it their dress won't fit?
Nope. Try again. Good morning, Cat Country.
Yeah, you got an answer?
No, I did not. What's yours?
Is it the bridesmaids or best man speech going wrong?
Yes, that's absolutely right. You're our winner.
All right.
What's your name?
Keith Johnson.
Keith, where are you from?
Kimmy Courthouse.
All right, Keith, you just scored yourself a family four-pack of tickets to see Hot Wheels Monster Trucks Live Glow and Fire in Philly on Saturday. Congratulations.
All right, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Keith. Yeah, I would be terrified that the best man would just say something crazy, make me want to annul my marriage, just... I don't know. That if you have that kind of best man, then you know what I'm talking about. Congratulations, Keith. He's going to see Hot Wheels Monster Trucks Live Going Fire this Saturday in Philly. We'll have another family four-pack of tickets to you tomorrow on Morning Trivia. It's Cat Country 107.3. Hey, it's Jonna Mike. To know this morning, an 82-year-old Margate woman lost control of her car after backing out of a spot in Sam's Club in Pleasantville and struck a 70-year-old woman from Abseekin. A 60-year-old man from Pleasantville was also injured when hit by the car. The driver, Linda Neely, was not injured. No charges have been filed in this incident, but officials said an investigation is ongoing. Watch out for dangerous surf and rip currents all week long. That's what the experts are saying. Hurricane Erin is now a Category 4 storm with 130-mile-per-hour winds. Roads were flooded on Monday, and the Townsend Inlet Bridge was also closed due to the flooding. Down in Wildwood, swimming is not allowed on city beaches due to dangerous conditions from Hurricane Erin. Wildwood police posted on Facebook and said to ensure the safety of everyone, including those who may be called to perform a rescue, please stay on the sand until the storm passes later this week. Your South Jersey weather for today. Clouds, only some sun today. Expect a sprinkle or two. High of 70. It's Cat Country 107.3. Mornings with Joe and Jonna. It's time now for my favorite tweets from the last 24 hours. Yes, there are five of them, in case you were wondering. So strap in, okay? Number one. It's still summer and margaritas are electrolytes. Sure. Why don't you add a liquid IV while you're at it? Number two. Me. Am I allowed to be mad at my boyfriend for... every woman I've ever met? Yes. Yes. Don't even have to finish the sentence. Yes. Number three. Just accuse my husband of being a helicopter parent to our Roomba. Welcome to adulthood, everybody. Yeah. Yeah. Number four. Me introducing my boyfriend. He's a rescue. Yeah. I'm doing that. And number five. This lady called my job saying she was in a pickle. I asked, what's the deal? She hung up on me. Why'd you hang up? That's exactly how I would respond. What's the deal? Because I'm cringy like that. It's Cat Country 107.3. It's Cat Country 107.3. Mornings with Joe and Jonna. So we're talking about what you can do to guarantee better sleep at night, not just for you, but for your partner as well. So there's this new trend. Have you heard of it? I read about it the other day and I was like, I need to make sure I talk about this. It's called the separate blanket solution, okay? And it's gaining popularity among couples here in New Jersey and beyond. And it's all inspired by the Scandinavian sleep method. So it involves using two separate comforters on the same bed, which eliminates like the blanket tug of war that so many of us experience and discomfort during the night. You're not tossing and turning as much. Experts say that the separate blankets can improve sleep quality by accommodating different body temperatures too and reducing the disturbances from movement. There's so many benefits. So if you're not like ready to sleep in separate bedrooms, try this out. I didn't even know this was like a sleep method. I've been doing this for a long time. I have like my own blanket. There's the comforter, right? But then I have my own cozy blanket that I'm just like obsessed with. And my dogs also sleep on my bed. My dog Mia sleeps right in between me and my boyfriend, and then my other dog sleeps at our feet. And it is so, it's cramped in there, and like it makes the blanket surface area even smaller because they're sitting on top of it. I've been doing this for a long time, at least over a year. And I can confirm this actually works. So give it a go. Try it out. Let me know how it works out. Message me on the Cat Country 107.3 app tomorrow if you try it tonight. We've got those details up for you right now on the Cat Country 107.3 app. Try it. Separate blankets.